It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll explore the world of Milwaukee church festivals and the unique culture that sprung up around them.
First, the Boy Scouts of America is deciding to lift its ban on gay leadership today. The organization reversed its policy banning openly gay scouts 2 years ago.
This change allows troops to hire leaders without regard to sexual orientation, but would also allow troops chartered by religious organizations to continue to hire leaders in accordance with religious beliefs. This comes months after Boy Scouts President Robert Gates called for an end to the ban, and at a time when prosecutors in New York and Colorado are investigating the organization's hiring practices.
Zach Walls is with us now. He's an Eagle Scout and Executive Director of Scouts for Equality. Zach, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, this issue of gay scout leaders has been a hot topic for a long time. Why is the move to allow gay scout leaders happening now?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. When Scouts for Equality was co-founded in June of 2012, the very next month, in July 2012, the Boy Scouts doubled down. They reaffirmed their ban and said it was never going to change. In the 3 years since, we've seen a couple of things happen. First, as you pointed out in the intro, they lifted their ban on gay youth. It doesn't make a lot of sense to tell a gay kid that he can be a member of the Boy Scouts until his 18th birthday and then kick him out. Second, there's also been a big change in the national environment. Over the last 3 years, we've seen a very strong embrace of the LGBT community by the broader American public, and I think that had a big influence on the Boy Scouts' decision. And then finally, as you mentioned, there are some impending legal threats to the Boy Scouts, and they wanted to preempt those before they went to court.
Now, a part of this decision is expected to be that leaders, church organizations in particular, can choose leaders whose beliefs are consistent with their own. Do you see this as being a major sticking point or being seen as a holding back of sorts?
Well, we certainly believe that discrimination at any level sends a harmful message to kids, gay and straight alike, and discrimination has no place in scouting. And at the same time, it's clear to us that this resolution, if it's approved, and I want to stress that it hasn't been finalized by the board yet, that'll be happening later today, if it is approved, this will be leading to less discrimination, and that's an important step forward for the Boy Scouts.
What does this decision mean to you?
I've got two gay moms, Jackie and Terry, and I was lucky enough to live in a progressive town in Iowa City, Iowa, and they were able to be a part of my scouting experience. But if I'd grown up in a smaller town that was potentially more conservative, like Marshfield, Wisconsin, for example, that might not have necessarily been the case, and it might have been more difficult to have them be a part of my scouting experience. And to know that across the country there are going to be Boy Scout troops and Cub Scout packs where gay adults can participate in their son's scouting experience without any fear, that's really good to know.
Do you think that this will satisfy both the people who wanted to be able to, as the Boy Scouts put it, choose leaders whose beliefs are consistent with their own, and also people who would like to see a more liberal Boy Scouts of America? Will it satisfy everybody?
I think it's at any rate a good compromise. Unfortunately, I think it's difficult to get everyone to agree on anything. But I think that what we'll definitely see is folks who left the organization because they opposed the ban. I think a lot of those people are going to come back, and hopefully we won't see too many people walk away because they support the ban.
We're talking right now with Zach Walls. He's an Eagle Scout and Executive Director of Scouts for Equality. We're talking today about the Boy Scouts of America moving to end its ban on gay leaders and volunteers today. And do you think it's fair to characterize the Boy Scouts as a conservative organization, or are the demographics changing?
Historically speaking, I think it's accurate to categorize the Boy Scouts as a conservative institution, absolutely. And I think that was further accelerated, so to speak, by the fact that the Boy Scouts defended their ban on gay members all the way to the Supreme Court and then won that Supreme Court decision. By fighting all the way and defending that ban so stridently, I think that a lot of liberals and moderates who were in the Boy Scouts were shocked by that decision, and a lot of them left. And actually, if you look at the membership of the Boy Scouts, ever since James Dale, who was the assistant scoutmaster who wound up challenging the ban and what would later become the Supreme Court decision, Dale v. BSA, ever since he was removed at the beginning of the 1990s, the BSA has really seen a structural decline year after year. And that has to, in part, be explained by the fact that younger parents, who are the ones who enroll their kids in the Cub Scouts, are increasingly supportive of the LGBT community.
And yet there was a decline of 7% membership after the youth ban was lifted in 2013, meaning that gay youth were allowed in the organization at that time. What do you think about that shift downward at that time when that decision was made?
Well, the year before that, the membership loss was 6%. Like I said, the Boy Scouts are unfortunately trapped in this structural membership loss year after year. And so I certainly am not under any illusions. I suspect that the Boy Scouts will see a higher number than normal of people leave the organization this year, and it's going to take them a long time to repair the damage that they've done in defending this very homophobic policy for so, so long. And so I certainly don't think that this is going to get better overnight. But I do know that Scouts for Equality, if the Boy Scouts make the right decision this evening, our organization is ready to help build new, fully inclusive units. We want to work to bring progressive faith groups back into the scouting family. Hopefully we'll bring some of the public schools that left back into the scouting family. We want to make sure that the Boy Scouts are able to use good anti-bullying programs to protect the kids they do have. And we really want to see a strong, inclusive scouting movement for a long, long time to come.
How do you think court decisions in recent years and a shift in public opinion have affected the organization overall?
Well, I think that those decisions and those changes in public opinion reflect a changing country. And the Boy Scouts is an iconic American institution, and insofar as that's the case, I think it makes sense that it reflects the broader population. This is an organization that's been around for more than a century. It was lionized by Norman Rockwell. It enjoys an official congressional charter from the U.S. Congress and the President of the United States to the honorary President of the Boy Scouts. And so this is really an organization that was, by design, meant to represent the United States of America. And as we see through a shifting legal environment, through shifting public opinion, I think it makes a lot of sense that the Boy Scouts of America is going to reflect that evolving, growing, progressing America. Absolutely.
Now, Robert Gates, the president of the Boy Scouts of America, had earlier made the remark that the Boy Scouts had to deal with the world as it is, not as if one would wish it to be. Do you think that coming on board, Robert Gates has done what the organization needed and what members were hoping for and expecting?
Well, I'd like to put that remark in just a little bit of context. What he said right before he said that statement was, "I'll tell you the same thing that I had to tell presidents when I was the director of CIA and the Secretary of Defense, which is that we have to deal with the world as it is, not as we may wish it to be." I don't think that Robert Gates holds any personal animus to gay people, and I think it's important to understand that context and listening to that remark. And I think that he's certainly demonstrated leadership in addressing the issue. The reality was that when the Boy Scouts ended their ban on gay youth, I think they probably figured that bought them, you know, 4 or 5 years. But when it became clear that they were going to have to deal with this sooner rather than later, Dr. Gates, on May 21st, barely 2 months ago, said, "Look, I think the ban is unsustainable and it has to change." And now, 2 months later, the Boy Scouts are on the verge of actually changing the policy. He took swift, decisive action. And frankly, it's kind of reassuring to know that people who are capable of swift and decisive action were working at the highest levels of our government.
And what do you see as being next for Scouts for Equality, that organization, and also the Boy Scouts of America nationally?
Well, we certainly, as I said, want to see a strong and prosperous Boy Scouts of America. Pending the outcome of tonight's vote, we're interested in working and collaborating with the Boy Scouts to help charter new inclusive units, to develop new anti-bullying programs to protect all of the Boy Scouts members, and to making sure that, you know, there are units in every community across the country where gay youth and gay adults feel welcome, not just tolerated, but actually included. In terms of the Boy Scouts of America, there's going to be a lot of healing of wounds. Obviously, this has been a very contentious issue, and it for a lot of people is very controversial. And so I think what has to happen next is that the Boy Scouts have to show that what is at the core of the Boy Scouts of America, you know, cultivating environmental stewardship and leadership ability and community service, that those things aren't going to change. What's going to change is simply that those core values and those core principles are going to be accessible to even more people than before. And that's something that we should all be celebrating.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Zach Wells, Eagle Scout and Executive Director of Scouts for Equality.